Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we conclude our New York, New Jersey geography quiz series. We've been going borough by borough and region by region, and we wrap it up today with Staten Island's geo quiz. Call in if you think you know Richmond County or even know that it's called that. 646-435-7280. Get two in a row right, and you'll win a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. 646-435-7280. And I will say that this first set of geo quizzes that we've done has been so much fun that we're going to look for more ways to do more of them in the future, maybe cut it geographically in different ways or whatever. We're going to play with that. And we are so happy to have as our guest quiz leader for this the Staten Island Borough President, James Otto, who's leaving office at the end of the year because of term limits. He's been in office for 8 years. Borough President, thanks so much for doing this. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hello. Hi there.
Now we have you. Borough President, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Brian.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this. Now, wait, before we go to our contestants, I mentioned Richmond County, which a lot of people don't even know that Staten Island is, and they'll say, I thought Richmond was in Virginia. How did Staten Island become Richmond County?
Brian, no one said I was going to be quizzed today. My word.
A bit of obscurity that we will have to look up. Okay.
No, I don't even know the genesis of that. All jokes aside, so it's a homework assignment for all the kids out there.
That's right. And you know, as I've said before to other guests, there are a few things I respect more than a guest who is willing to say I don't know when they don't know, rather than try to fake it or make something up.
I just read a great book by Annie Murphy-Paul called The Extended Mind, and there's something called transactive memory where, you know, you put it out of your mind and you put it to where you know you're going to find it. So let's just chalk it up to I know where to get the answer to that. I don't need to have it in a crowded head.
I understand. I'm going to look it up, and hopefully before the end of the segment. But let's play first with Mike on Staten Island. Hi, Mike. You're on WNYC. Ready for a quiz question?
Yeah, Brian. It's a pleasure to be on the air.
Borough President,
Mike,
you have it.
I should be a wise guy, Mike, and say the first question is, how is Staten Island Richmond County? But I won't.
Except neither of us knows the answer. So go ahead.
What cultural institution got its start when a shipping magnate left his family fortune and estate to the care of, quote, aged, decrepit, and worn-out sailors?
Oh, that would be Snug Harbor.
Correct. Cultural Center and Botanical Garden.
One more. Sure. You win a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. Borough President, hit him.
Okay. This, as my former colleague, Council Member Vinny Ignizio, used to say, is the greatest FU in the history of the Revolutionary War. The mansion called Conference House on the southern edge of Staten Island is the site of failed peace talks between the Americans and who? I just gave you a hint.
The British. Yeah.
There you go. No truth to the fact that afterwards Ben Franklin and John Adams went to Lee's Tavern for pizza. That is not correct.
Mike, thank you. Hang on. We're going to take your address off the air, and we'll send you a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. Alex on Staten Island is our next contestant. Hi, Alex. Thanks for calling in. You ready?
Yeah, Brian. First time, long time.
Glad you're on. Borough President, go for it.
Alex, I've always wanted to be on the other side of saying that. First time, long time. So the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. The Verrazano Narrows Bridge, we will not editorialize about the toll, connects Staten Island with Brooklyn. It was named after European explorer Giovanni de Verrazano, and the bridge name was notoriously misspelled thanks to a construction contract until recently, 2018. How is it spelled now, and what is the correct spelling of Verrazano?
The correct spelling is V-E-R-R Azzano. And I believe that it was spelled with just one Z before.
Now, don't show off now, Alex. You got it right the first time. This is correct. Two no. R's and two Z's. Who says government is dysfunctional? They bought you all a second Z.
A second Z. Now, didn't something similar, I don't expect you to know the answer to this, and I don't know it for sure myself, but I think when they made the Throgsneck Bridge, that they took a G off the original name of whoever Mr. Throg was to save money on the signs. And so that went from two G's to one G. I know I've heard that. So I would have to confirm if that's a true fact.
Well, we don't want to talk about how much the extra Z cost because it was more than a few shekels. So let's move on, Brian.
There you go. All right. One more, Alex, and you're going to win a mug, Burr President.
Alex, what hip-hop group, some say the greatest of all time, called Staten Island Shaolin?
Oh, well, that's just got to be the Wu-Tang Clan.
Correct.
And Wu-Tang Clan definitely did not make that fanfare, but it's the only one we got. So
they
Alex
may sample it.
Oh, good. Good one. Alex, hang on there. We're going to take your address off the air, and you will get a Brian Lehrer Show, New York City Skyline mug. I did say people don't have to be from Staten Island to play. And here's Katie in Little Italy. Hi, Katie. You're on WNYC. You ready for a quiz question?
Hi, Brian. Love the show. I am from West Brighton originally, though, so I'm thrilled to rep my home borough on the air. Hi, Borough President.
Hello there.
An immigrant all the way from Staten Island to Lower Manhattan. Over that bridge with all the R's and all the Z's. And eventually
just had a meeting this morning with DEP in the parks about Clove Lakes Park. So let's ask a question about Clove Lakes Park. It is home to Colossus, the oldest and biggest living thing in Staten Island. Oh, that's got to be a misprint. We all know that Senator Andrew Lanza is the oldest living thing on Staten Island. But Colossus, who or what is Colossus, the oldest and biggest living thing? A 300-year-old tulip tree.
That is
she
right.
Is correct.
Yep. Yes. Wow.
Great.
And I didn't know that one.
Well done. Somewhere Henry Stern is looking down, smiling.
How big is it? Do you
know?
Oh,
it's big, Brian. It's big.
As a kid from Queens, I was astonished, as I'm sure many people from the East are, when I first went to California and stood among the giant redwoods. Like, I had heard there were giant redwoods, but oh my God, you know, I took one of those photos of me looking like a little ant standing in front of the tree trunk. So I would love to go to Cloves Lake Park one of these days and see this tree, which has a name, you said. It's called Colossus, right?
Colossus. Brian, on a serious note, we should all be spending more time in nature, and I'm a big believer in the concept of forest bathing, and I think what you also experienced was awe. And, yes. You know, the social science and the behavioral science and the neuroscience of awe is something I think we all should embrace, considering how we're at each other's throats. We should understand our very small place in the universe. So,
and my producer, Lisa, on the ball, chimes in 2000, the New York Times wrote 119 feet tall and 21.4 feet in circumference. So that is a big tree. All right, one more, and Katie will win a mug, Borough President.
Okay, so no Yankee score from last night because they're playing golf. But Bobby Thompson was a New York baseball player who had the nickname Staten Island Scott. He hit, quote, the shot heard round the world, a dramatic three-run homer in 1951 to win the pennant for his team. Which New York baseball team?
51? I'm going to, I don't know. Was it the Dodgers?
Ooh, incorrect.
One of the most famous radio calls in baseball history after that home run. The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. But Katie doesn't win the mug. I'm sorry. Thanks for trying. Let's go to Angel. Oh, let me interrupt for a second to say that Lisa also looked up the derivation of Richmond County, and we've got it from Wikipedia, which means it might even be true. And it says the name derives from the title of Charles Lennox, first Duke of Richmond, which this calls him, we don't use this word anymore, but an illegitimate son of King Charles II. So somehow Charles Lennox, first Duke of Richmond, had something to do with power over Staten Island and got that name on it, at least according to Wikipedia. All right. Angel on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Ready for a question?
Did you say Angel?
Yes.
That is you. Oh, that's me. Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Brian. Hi, Borough President. How are you doing today?
Borough President, go for
it.
Did you want to say something, Angel? You can.
As an employee of the Parks Department here on Staten Island, a huge thank you to the Borough President and the Deputy Borough President for being such huge supporters of our Borough of Parks. It is much appreciated, and very much.
And thank you for everything you and the department do.
And by the way, I think another baby just made their radio debut on the Brian Lehrer Show. It has happened many times. Angel, what's your kid's name there?
Absolutely. That is little Luther Ellers.
Hello, Luther.
One of the newest Staten Island residents.
Hi, Luther. Okay, that's enough of that. Borough President, go ahead.
New York City officially observes Groundhog Day at the Staten Island Zoo. Let Pennsylvania have Punxsutawney Phil. We have blank.
We have Chuck.
That's right. Staten Island Chuck.
Normally known Chuck. As... this is
that's
extra credit.
There's the extra credit. You have one right. That's secure. Officially known, more formally known, Staten Island Chuck as?
Formally?
Yes. Not previously. More, more formal.
Right, because there have been various iterations, right?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
That's okay. Charles G. Hogg. An interesting,
Brand.
Two G's on Hogg. I'm not sure who paid for the second G, probably the taxpayers.
That's right. Tell Mr. Throg. All right, one more, and Angel will win a mug. Borough President.
Yeah, this is like an inside question here. How much of the landmass of Staten Island, this is right up your alley. How much of the landmass of Staten Island is parkland? Ooh. One quarter, one third, or one half?
She's like a ringer for this. Works for the Parks Department.
Of the landmass of Staten Island is parks. That's a really hard question because there are lots of green streets and like street trees that count as parks property. Can you repeat the options again?
Sure. One quarter, one third, or one half?
I'm going to say a third.
Wow. Very well played. Very well
really?
Played. That is correct.
Ding, 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 ding. We're going to play that non-Wu-Tang clan fanfare. There it is. Yeah.
It makes perfect sense with Fresh Kills and the Greenbelt and all of our other New York City parks. And we have state parks and federal parks as well. So that makes perfect sense. Yay, I get a mug.
Angel, hooray, you get a mug. We're going to take your and Luther's address off the air. So hang on. And wow, one third of Staten Island is parkland. That is really a lot. That
and
means
we continue to add to it. Obviously, the former Freshkills landfill is, which is a question I think coming up, is a huge part of it. But Staten Island will never go down in the history books on how to plan but our forefathers and got it right when it came to creating the Greenbelt. So we have this beautiful woodlands right in the heart of Staten Island, and it's a wonderful thing.
And you know what? Angel wins the last mug because we're out of time for the segment. So like a lot of our other Geo Quiz segments in this series, this has been so much fun. And Borough President, you've been a great sport. You want to say in 10 seconds, if you've announced it yet, I don't know if you have, I don't want to put you on the spot actually, what you're going to do now that you're term limited?
As soon as I tell my my 87-year-old mom and my wife, I'll come back on and I'll let you know.
That is fair. Borough President James Otto, thanks for playing along. We really, really
Stay well,
appreciate
Brian. It. Thank you for everything you do. Bye-bye now.